This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, sweetie.
The sun is shining.
A walk in the park.
Burns my feet
or
as they touch
a walk in the dark. I guess it depends on how well you understand what's going on here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ron Hoffman will speak about all things health-wise. I suppose we have to go down the Ebola street with him a little bit more. Updates as he is aware of them. Prominent New York physician, prominent radio person, and very astute, I think he is anyway. So that's why he's here on the Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and you. The story today from Whole Foods,
the
largest supermarket chain specializing in what they call healthy they. I don't know who they are. They, you. I spend a lot of money in Whole Foods, and I think they're very expensive, overpriced. But yet I go there because they have what I want.
Right.
And they know
healthy.
That. Yeah.
It's clean, yeah.
You're there for specific things.
No, I just go and when
not
I'm
really.
There, I just buy. Yeah. I like Trader Joe's, but they don't have good produce.
I think they do in LA.
Yeah,
they do.
It's just limited in selection.
Well, whatever the case, Whole Foods today begins a rating program for fruits, vegetables, and flowers aimed at giving you more information about pesticide use, the treatment of farm workers, and waste management on farms. The food you eat. How important are those things to you? For some people, they're very important. Other people could care less. That's why they eat where they do or get their groceries where they do. They're interested in cheap, don't care about public service, or they don't care about the things that may affect the environment. That's not what some people think. Some people, if you listen to Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, and I do because I think he's great, he said the number one thing, no matter what, no matter how much money you have to spend, no matter what your status in food preference is, the number one thing is taste. Makes no difference. Taste first is how people make up their minds about stuff, and then maybe where it comes from. Now, there are people who, not everybody is there, but the majority of you are going to decide what you're going to eat by how it tastes. And then you think, okay, that tastes good, and it's good for me. But there are very few people still today who say, I'm eating that because it's good for me first. They're interested, you're interested in things that are good for you, but you want them to taste good as well. Now, back to Whole Foods Market, they are interested in a new this program is called Responsibility Grown. And what you'll see on the food that's there from their suppliers, is it good in terms of responsible, the farmers or the people that are raising this stuff, responsible? And again, the things, pesticides being used, yes or no? Treatment of farm workers, whatever that means, how are you going to score that? Waste management, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, because I'm a dairy farmer, I'm pretty acutely aware of all of these things. And I will tell you the number one thing for me, and the number one thing that people want to know who buy my raw milk, am I using pesticides or am I using GMO seeds? The answer to that is no. I've never used chemicals in anything, and I don't use GMOs. I'm a fanatic about it. You hear me talking about it all the time. It's something that really, really gets under my skin when I listen to these people talk about Monsanto, what a great company it is, and blah, blah, blah. As a matter of fact, there was an episode of The Good Wife a couple of weeks ago that was based on somebody being sued did you see that episode? For a farmer was sued for using GMO or taking the seeds of the corn and using them over again, which is against somehow or other Monsanto has gotten that into the law. If you use Monsanto, this is how it works. When you're in the garden that you grow in the springtime, where do you think those seeds come from? Obviously, they come from the plants that grow them, and they take the seeds out of them and replant them again, and that's how things keep going. That's how nature works.
But Monsanto doesn't want you to keep replanting.
No, Monsanto,
they want you to buy
right.
those
they
seeds
want
again
you to
and
buy
again
their
again.
Seeds
right.
so they can control the future of food in the world. I don't want that. And most of the people that buy at Whole Foods don't want that either. But they are focused on sustainable agriculture, which more of you, more of us, ought to be thinking about. Because if we keep going down the road we're going in this country, you will have no food choices. And this is where I thought politically, this is, if I'm going to have, if I'm going to have a discussion with somebody who's running for office, Congress, Senate, government, whatever, I want to know from them, my first question is, what are your feelings about food choice? Most of them will go up because they never even thought about it. But when you start being told you can't have this and you can't have that because the government deems it not good for you, that's when the revolution begins. Because nobody wants to be told that they can't have the food that they want.
The key here is information and education
right.
for the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we see it happening a lot. Even places like 7-Eleven are trying to offer healthy foods.
Oh, my God. Can there. You imagine?
Right. But, I mean, we just read the story the other day.
Yeah, we
7-Eleven is trying to offer healthy options.
We didn't read about
McDonald's.
It. We talked about it. We were this is
right.
a talk show.
Well, we were reading the story and then we talked about it.
Yeah.
But you know, everybody is starting to realize you're seeing more farmers markets. You're seeing
yeah.
more everything that offers healthier options because people are realizing that manufactured food is not the best way to
right.
go.
We have the lady who's running the local farmers market is going to come to my store to be the manager. Starting next week.
Oh,
and
nice.
All the people that go to the farmer's market are going to be, it's not a good fit. Tough working for your family.
Yes, it is. Yes,
it is. No kidding.
So anyway, but the bed, I love her, and she's very honorable, but it's just not comfortable. Anyway, the point is that this woman who's run the farmer's markets for years will bring those people who are clients and the people who are selling stuff at the farmer's market into the store. So the store will become like a farmer's market. Which is what people are wanting more and more, especially west of...
Oh, wow, that would be suburban. Massive if you had
yeah.
the farmer's market vegetables and
yeah.
fruit in there, too.
Right, yeah. Well, I can't do too many veggies because of my friend Tommy Hansen, but I can do a lot of other things. Like
okay.
breads. People want to have those breads.
Yeah. yeah.
Man, do they love... I got a friend who runs a farm store, a dairy store down in Rhode Island, and he's now selling more bakery goods in his store than he is milk. Because that's, people come and they smell that stuff. Oh, my God, it's great, 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 great. All right, speaking of what's great, Dr. Ron Hoffman, who is a great physician, will join us in a moment. Yeah, yeah, okay, we'll talk a little about Ebola. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but let's see what he thinks we ought to know in a moment. This is Good Day.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones
who get it done.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here with us on Good Day at 16 past the hour. Dr. Hoffman has a very elite, I don't think elite is the way to describe your practice in New York, but that word came to me for some reason. You have a terrific sense about what's going on, not only in the city, but around the country and around the world, and can bring expertise to your clients. I am enamored with your web and the newsletter you send out every week. So if you'd like to sign up to Dr. Ron Hoffman's Intelligent Medicine newsletter, go to drhoffman, two Fs, drhoffman.com. Okay, so we have a second person involved in Dallas who's now being examined for perhaps having Ebola. Is this thing going? What do we really need to know here? The nurses cite sloppy conditions. What do you feel about the hospitals in New York or hospitals around the country or healthcare in general? And let me set this up this way, Ron. I said this morning that what I fear is, fear isn't my word, but it's what I'm concerned about is that people are going to start getting in the fall and the winter, they get fevers.
Yep.
And immediately everybody's going to say, we got to go see the doctor.
Yep.
So everybody all of a sudden is going to go to the doctor. The doctor's waiting line is going to be out the door. The healthcare system isn't really what it used to be anyway. So this overtaxes the healthcare system to a point where potentially it could break down. Yes, no?
Yeah, 100%. You know, people are already walking around New York City with masks on. I've seen it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, imagine the scenario in a month or so when people start coming down with the flu and colds. You know, it usually happens every single winter. And, you know, you have somebody on the train who's coughing, sneezing, looking miserable, you know, it's going to create all kinds of havoc. I think people may stop using public transportation. Maybe that's to the good. More people will walk to work. But it's going to create a great drag on the medical system, on our economic system, and it's going to sow a lot of panic, I think. And, you know, there's only been a couple of cases, and it makes sense that people who were exposed to the index case, as he is now called, Mr. Duncan, could get Ebola because, you know, this whole thing of gowning and degowning, it's very, very complicated, and the personnel in this particular hospital, they weren't used to this procedure, and mistakes will be made. So I don't necessarily mean that this portends, the zombie apocalypse for America, but we're going to see some cases, and it's going to cause a lot of disruption.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're worried. One of the other fellows that's on this program, Dr. Jack Stockwell, says strong immune system, really strong, wards off most any and all problems, and it begins in the gut. You agree?
Well, listen, you know, I think that's a good general statement, and I'm all for that. In fact, I just wrote an article on a newsletter about how to bolster our immune system. But the caveat at the top of that article is that this by no means is going to provide us with an invulnerability shield against all manner of pathogens like Ebola, mm-hmm. because Ebola is one seriously bad virus, and it may overwhelm the defenses of even a relatively healthy person.
Mm-hmm. So what do you, if somebody has a fever, what do you recommend to your patients? They say, I've got a fever, Dr. Hoffman, what do I do?
Well, patients have a fever, and, you know, under the usual circumstances, you ask a history. You know, have you been in and around any of the endemic areas? Then, you know, 99.9% of the time, it's going to be a respiratory infection, a flu-like illness.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I really prefer not to give people drugs. They're natural remedies for flus. I sometimes give people intravenous vitamin C. High doses of vitamin D are very helpful for viruses. We also like to give people sometimes herbal remedies like echinacea. That can be very helpful as well.
I like, all those things, zinc, good things for your immune system.
Yeah, I listed the things in an article. So
yeah, okay, so the article, you sign up for Dr. Hoffman's newsletter, Intelligent Medicine newsletter, by going to drhoffman.com, drhoffman.com. All right, so Ron has put a perspective on this that's intelligent, and that's why I guess he calls his newsletter Intelligent Medicine. Why not? 21 after the hour on Good Day, Intelligent Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Show and I do the entertaining. Thank you. Let's go out with something really hot today, folks. A big hit out of 77. Ah, Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars. Don't let them end. Ah, Star Wars.
Hi.
If they should fire.
So why are we playing this silly thing from Murray? It is fun. It also brings us around to something else that you may find amusing. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is Darth Vader, or at least a character identified as Darth Vader, who's running for the parliament in Ukraine. And his campaign ad is on our website as the video of the day today. He's a member of the Internet Party. This video shows Vader playing the Imperial theme on a Ukrainian stringed instrument. That's what you're listening to right now. All right. I have a hard time saying grand discovery.
Дарт Вейдер, кандидат у народні депутати від Інтернет партії України.
I'm Darth Vader, and I approve this message.
That's frank politics. That's silly stuff. All right. Speaking of silly. Good Lord. What's today? October 15th, right?
Oh, boy.
Dayton, Ohio. First city in America to have a radio station go all Christmas.
Late this year.
Yeah, it was. Well, there was a Christmas station that stunted for a while as they changed format a month or so ago. But it's the first full-time Christmas.
Yeah, usually they hit it by August.
I know. It's called Standard 101.5. Jesus. Hard to believe here. 78 degrees here where I am on the farm today. So, Jennifer, that was Elvis Presley, by the way, at Christmas.
With Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood. Okay. What are we going to do now? The old.
I just saw this. And
why not?
I had to hit the button just because it's funny.
It's for fun. All right. Jennifer has an Elvis story that is important. Whenever there's an important story, I go directly to Jennifer.
Well, especially if it's about Elvis.
Elvis!
Today's a big day, Dougie. According to the LA Times, a Palm Springs home that was once owned by the king, Elvis Presley, is going to go to auction for $2.59 million.
How do they know he's going to get $2.59 million?
I guess that's where it started. That's what they're marketing at.
Yeah, that's the opening bit.
Yep. It was Graceland before Graceland was Graceland, apparently.
West Coast Graceland.
Yeah, it said the bank-owned house was built in 1946 and had been built as Graceland West before falling on harder times. It sits on 1.75 acres with panoramic mountain and desert views. It has palm trees, a kidney-shaped swimming pool, and a separate spa. Looks pretty nice. Yeah. 5,040 square feet.
Who owns it now?
Ceiling. The bank.
Really?
Yeah.
Who owned it before that?
Before the bank. Somebody was a repo from somebody?
Part of the estate, or did somebody have it?
Somebody must have had it. You're right, yep. He sold it in 1981 for $500,000. So someone in between Frankie Valli and now, but there you go.
Okay.
Pretty cool,
stuff.
Huh?
Yeah, very cool.
Wow.
Bossa Nova.
You could use a desert house, Dougie. You should look into it.
You should buy that debt.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what I need. Silver. All right. So we've gone from Darth Vader. Let's follow this for the last time. We've gone from Star Wars and Darth Vader to Christmas music being played to Elvis Presley's house being sold in Palm Springs. You don't get that anywhere else, folks. 20 and after on Good Day.
I'm Aileen Ellis. When you first enroll in Medicare, try to look ahead, particularly if you are choosing the Medicare Advantage option.
Make some life decisions. If you know you're going to move, then you might want to evaluate the options for Medicare Advantage in your current place where you're living and the place where you plan to move later on.
Perhaps there's only one hospital in that area that honors the Medicare Advantage plan. Are you satisfied with the doctors who accept it? Check them out. AARP's Nicole Doritz.
If you move to a place where there's not as much Medicare Advantage choice,
you may not be satisfied. This is complicated stuff. For some easy explanations about Medicare Advantage plans and your other choice, the traditional Medicare program, which may give you more flexibility in your choice of providers, visit aarp.org/MedicareQA. Medicare's open enrollment begins this week and runs through December 7th. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP.
This weekend at Guitar Center, it's our biggest guitar, amp, and effects sale of the year. More than 300,000 instruments will be marked down below our everyday unbeatable prices. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save at least 15% on select guitars, basses, and amps $299 and up. Get deals like $300 off an American-made Gibson Les Paul. Take over 40% off on Fender All-Tube Vaporizer Combo Amps. And save up to 60% on Charvel Electric Guitars. Don't miss Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center, now through November 2nd, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration in two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at Choice Hotels.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
After the hour, let's go. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. I leave his name last because he's leaving for 3 or 4 days. So.
Aww. You can leave it out if you want.
Yeah. Okay, some good news. Time for the good news. I suppose if you're a woman who is very good when it comes to technology, I was just thinking to myself as I looked the Apple deal over, trying to attract female employees. How many, when I've gone into those snotty little Apple stores, those snotty little kids who are horrible.
So apparently you're a woman who's not good at technology.
Bitter. No. I think they're awful. I think the people who work there, generally speaking, are just smug, know-it-all little worms. So anyway, but I was thinking,
wow,
how many women do you see in those positions? Think about it. How many times have you been in the
half?
Apple?
Yeah,
really?
It's 50-50.
I haven't. Yes. That's not my experience.
Because you're a bitter old man.
Oh, thank you, Rich.
What you sound like? I don't understand any of this.
No, I didn't say that. I'm beginning to understand it well. I think the way they handle their customers sucks. I think they got a lot to learn about customer service.
Really?
A good thing that they have a good product because their service is awful.
So when I walk in with my broken iPad and they hand me a new one, that's terrible service.
That's not service.
When I walk in with my laptop last week, it's not working.
Got a question? I have a question. Please help me. Go to that computer and Google it. That's the answer I get. That's not help. I can do that at home.
Not at all what happens.
Oh, really? That's what happened to me.
Right.
All right, anyway.
Anyway, next.
So, why do you feel like you have to stick up for Apple? You get stock in Apple?
Because he's an Apple snob.
I'm an Apple snob, and I have never had a bad experience.
Good for you, Richie. Congratulations.
You just don't know how to.
This was supposed to be good news. I don't have an Apple. Oh, I have an iPad. That's it. Good news is that Apple.
Wait, did you hear what he just said?
What did I just say?
Did you hear what he just said?
What did I say?
I don't have an Apple. I have an iPad.
No.
Okay, I got news for you, buddy.
That would be his first problem.
What I said
was,
an Apple.
I don't have an Apple, comma, And I, under my breath, sort of said, I have an iPad now.
But
sort of,
you do.
That's what I just said. There's a comma there.
Which he likes.
Yeah, I do like the iPad. Okay, anyway.
Part of this was good news?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to get there. So people working for Apple and also Facebook, apparently, trying to attract more women to work in their workforce because women handle problems and customers and service better than men do. And they recognize that. So the new plan is to give up to $20,000 in benefits to help pay for infertility treatments. If women can't get a little older, my daughter's a perfect example, cost a lot of money for her to get pregnant using these infertility treatments, the drugs and stuff, in order to get it all to work. This is something the average person might not be able to do. So they also will freeze women. I mean, there's just a whole bunch of services for women that they want to offer as women.
And they'll cover freezing your eggs. I think that's a good thing, especially women in the tech industry who are putting their career first. It might be a benefit to get them in.
Right.
Because that's expensive.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Also, the magistrate in Barrow, Alaska, who decided he was going to perform gay marriages before the federal judge, the mandate is that Alaska has to allow same-sex marriages, but it's not supposed to start for another few weeks. He said, forget it. I'm doing it now. So he did. Good for him. In the story of Martin Romero, which I remember telling earlier this year, 14-year-old boy had stage 4 brain cancer. He was diagnosed last fall. His last wish for the Make-A-Wish Foundation was that he be able to take a skydive. They were willing to do that for him, but the doctor said, no, that wouldn't be good for him.
What?
So he didn't do it. Instead, he decided he wanted to have his Make-A-Wish be to upgrade the Albuquerque baseball fields where he played when he was a youngster. He was 14, but he started playing baseball when he was 5 or 6 years old. So the Make-A-Wish Foundation took the money, instead of giving it to him for something he would have done before he died, he decided he wanted that money to go for improvements to the field.
That's great.
And that's what they are doing. He died in January, and now the work is being done on the fields, and they're being renamed for him. So I thought that was
That's very cool.
I mean, think about what the Make-A-Wish Foundation is all about. Pretty cool. But most everybody who's dying wants the wish to affect them. He, in a selfless act, said, I don't want this to be about me. I want it to be about the places where I and lots of other children have fun. And so please take this money and use it to fix. I guess what they're doing is making it easier for people in wheelchairs to get to the field, people to watch the games, building new stands, that kind of stuff, to support their teams. And there's a painting, apparently, of him that's been added at the park, and they're naming it after him. I just think that's the kind of stuff.
That's a great story.
Isn't that a good story?
Mm.
Yeah, that's a great.
And how much better is that than skydiving? Now he's got a legacy that's there.
Yeah, exactly. All the time. All right, story today at DougStefan.com about Blossom the Cow. Blossom the Cow is not a Jersey. I have Jerseys on my dairy farm. I prefer Jerseys. But I don't know that a Jersey could get this honor, the honor that Blossom now has. From Orangeville, Illinois, Blossom has set a world record. According to the Guinness World Records, she is 6 feet 4 inches tall, the tallest cow in the history of the planet. Hmm. Patty Hansen, who owns this cow, received word from Guinness that her cow had been dubbed the tallest, be featured in the Book of World Records. She has a special job on the Hansen farm. She can't have a calf like most cows. She has purpose. She's the official greeter to these folks' farm. Now, this gives me a great idea, frankly.
Create a monster cow to greet you for.
Right. I'm thinking, but we got to have a cow. Somebody take note of this, please. Somebody who's listening from the farm. We're going to have a cow greeter. An official Peaches used to do that, but she's gone now.
So we got
to
find...
Those chickens used to actually be your greeter until you rolled over.
The rooster.
Yeah.
Roosters. The roosters, whatever.
All right, so Meredith, can we do this? We have a this story of Blossom the cow, who's the greeter. She's a big, tall cow. And we're going to find a cow at Eastley that we can have as the cow, as the greeter. Cow can be out there. People come in. They see whatever cow it is. I'm trying to come up with a good cow. We'll come up with a good cow.
And then she can be the mascot, and she can be right. The logo. She
can be the... everything. Right. Perfect. All right. We've done it. We've changed history. Perfect. All right. Let's go to Utah, shall we? There's an ag-gag. There's an ag-gag law. Ag-gag.
Ag-gag.
Now, we were talking earlier about the Redskins, and this is why I brought this up, Richie. Redskins, the worry that the religious groups say this could be the end of freedom of speech if you prohibit people from using names, even if they're offensive. So there is this ag-gag law in Utah, makes it illegal to make an audio or visual recording at meat processing plants because of all of the things that are going on at some of these meat processing plants. And there was a group, this gag law came about as a result of exposing the exposés. You've seen these. They've been all over the place the last 4 or 5 years. Cows who are mistreated, things that are going on with chickens, pigs, calves, you name it. And so the farmers groups got together, and I'm not, this is something that sounds negative about farming because it is, or about farmers. I think that the ag-gag statute weakened
food. Doesn't anybody else want to say that?
Ag-gag? Right.
Ag-gag.
But it weakens food safety. We were just talking earlier about what Whole Foods is doing. We're trying on one hand to make people aware of what's going on in the food world so you can make good choices. And in Utah, they passed a law which prohibited anybody from releasing these videos, and the state has shut it down. I think that's a good thing, frankly. A good thing. So I thought I would pass that along. All right? I guess that's as much farm news as we have time for today. Because in a moment, we want to work on something that you may be able to use at the Whole Foods market or other markets as soon as this weekend. Apple Pay. How many people think, I think that Apple should pay me for using their stuff? That's what this is about,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yes.
You could be their spokesperson.
Right. I want Apple to pay me for using their iPad and being, that's why I spoke well of them, didn't I? Just a few minutes ago? Well, I didn't speak too well.
Especially their customer service.
Yeah, they love you now.
All right, the new Apple Pay system in the Focus next here on Good Day.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by CHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
There we go from a barracuda spot to a discussion of Apple. It's all around us. We can't escape it. Ram Gagh is a mobile commerce and security expert, CEO of Software Assurance, here to talk with us about the new Apple Pay system, which may be used as soon as this weekend. Right, Ram?
Yeah, that's correct, Doug.
So who will use this, and how will we use it, and is it a good thing? What is this good for? What do we have to be concerned about? We have all of these stories about the hacking that gets done. Is this just an invitation for hackers?
It is, actually. But I would say that from the traditional world, this is still safer. So, for example, I travel to Dubai, and I use my credit card, and I continue to get the bills from hackers, where they stole my credit card number some ways. But in Apple Pay, you cannot get that credit card number that easily, because it's all encrypted, and you don't even use that credit card number when you are making that transaction.
Mm-hmm. All right, looks like Walgreens, Bloomingdale's, Macy's, McDonald's, Staples, Whole Foods, amongst others, are going to start using Apple Pay. How does this work? What do you have to have? What Apple? Can I use my iPad if I were going to use Apple Pay?
Well, right now it's only allowed on iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be a big challenge, actually. So you brought a good point that Apple does not support this on the previous phones and iPad, and that's why they are limiting. But when it comes to going to a store and using it, all these stores are going to install a device called NFC device, mm-hmm. near field communication. And this is very, you got to bring your phone very close to that device in order to for the transaction.
Who's gonna send me the bill? Is Apple gonna send me a bill for what I buy?
No, it'll still show up on your credit card.
So why do I need the Apple Pay?
Because my credit card takes your credit card number out of the transaction, so that nothing can be stolen from you.
How does it do that?
It replaces your credit card number with a 16-digit token number. That
so
is.
Why can't you hack that and then get into your credit card?
You can, but it's only useful for that one transaction. So if they steal it and try to reuse it, it's worthless.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, token cannot be hacked, and it's not useful. But I think question is that Apple will not keep those iCard numbers on the phone. So you're very safe, and you're not using – so credit card can be stolen, security code could be stolen. At that place, Apple is very safe.
So
and
you
Apple uses a very –
Do you use the device, like when you walk in the airport and they scan your code on your ticket to bring up the fact you have
similar
a reservation? Is that the same sort of
similar
technology?
Yeah.
You hold this thing up?
Well, it's not the same technology, but...
No, but you're holding it up to this little screeny light thing.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well,
And the great thing about this, ROM, is that Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Citibank, they were all working on this technology for years. Visa had 1,000 people working on this technology for years. And then Apple was kind of like, this is going to be the next thing. And they were kind of the first big adopters to it and to
all
make
right
it possible.
So what happens if I have a Samsung Next 3?
Well, that's the great thing, ROM. All of the Androids also had this near-field technology, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so everybody else can adopt the same technology. Apple didn't invent this. They don't own it. Really? The credit card companies.
Google Wallet has been there for now multiple years with same technology, and only thing Apple brings into the ecosystem is a much bigger player, so right. It's going to be adopted a lot more now.
So that's why they're doing it. I mean, the other people tried to get this done. They didn't have the hooch that Apple does. Apple's got a lot of horsepower, so people pay attention to it, and that's the only difference. It's just Apple being so big that makes this now user-friendly or user-desirable. Is that it, in essence?
Absolutely. However, I would like to bring one point that Apple controls everything, but in case of Android, all the vendors can have their own implementations in certain way, and that's where Apple is a lot more secure.
Yeah. Graham Garg here with the info on Apple Pay.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Back in the day when end credit songs were very important for movies. Now it's non-existent.
Is there even any music? When's the last time you remember music being important to a movie?
99% movies now, there is no end song in a movie. I think the last big one was in 97 with Celine Dion singing the end credit song in Titanic.
Hmm. All right, so that's...
Other than that, you don't see it anymore.
Arthur's theme, The Best That You Can Do, Christopher Cross, from the movie Arthur, obviously.
That's good, Richie. You did a great job with that.
1981.
Hey, where did you go?
You showed up.
I had to do a little something with Charlotte so that she was comfortable and okay.
Little notice would be...
I said I'm going to do something with Charlotte. I'll be right back. You start. This is
I got to admit, totally yesterday you suffocated my airtime. I didn't miss you.
Right. So why don't I just pull?
Anyway, we have to do something first, and then we can leave it to you. All right.
Chuck.
By the way, Arthur's the song from Arthur.
I just said all that.
You didn't? Okay.
Shut up,
Chugger. Excuse me. That's more dismissive than who cares.
Now you can do your job.
No, I can do my job, which is to lead you to the trough and try to get you to buy a few things. And Chuck is going to have some movie news for us here on Good Day.
This weekend at Guitar Center, it's our biggest guitar, amp, and effects sale of the year. More than 300,000 instruments will be marked down below our everyday unbeatable prices. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save at least 15% on select guitars, basses, and amps $299 and up. Get deals like $300 off an American-made Gibson Les Paul. Take over 40% off on Fender All-Tube Vaporizer Combo Amps. And save up to 60% on Charvel Electric Guitars. Don't miss Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center, now through November 2nd, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
All right, Chucker, looks like Robert Downey Jr. is going to play the bad guy as Iron Man in Captain America. How can that be?
Well, I think that the storyline will have, from what I read, Iron Man and Captain America becoming adversaries after a disagreement
really?
In the film. It's going to be, the story is Robert Downey Jr. is in negotiations to co-star alongside Chris Evans, who plays Captain America in Captain America 3. I got to say this, Marvel has one of the best things going in the movie business.
Oh, man, know that, huh? We just watched that Captain America. It was really good.
With all these stories, interactions between superheroes, mixing and matching between films, it's incredible.
It's endless.
A lot of the other studios are trying to copy what they're doing, which will not be easy.
And nor will it be any good.
Under the circumstances. So far, Marvel's been lucky that the quality of what they've done has been, for the most part, very good.
Yeah.
To keep, once they hit a clunker, will fans follow? That's going to be the true test. Some other news: Fox has given a June 24th, 2016 release date for the sequel to Independence Day. Mm-hmm. Jeff Goldblum, I believe, and Bill Pullman will return, but no Will Smith. Other news: actor Javier Bardem in talks to play the villain in the Pirates of the Caribbean 5. Johnny Depp will return. Bardem plays a great villain as
James Bond
in No Country for Old Men in the last James Bond film, Skyfall. Speaking of James Bond, wrestler turned actor Dave Bautista, who's really good playing the character of Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy, has been signed on to play a villainous henchman in the latest James Bond film, which starts shooting pretty soon and will be released in November 15, 2015.
Year from now. All right, Luke Wilson's going to play Roger Goodell in an NFL movie.
I didn't hear that.
Huh. Yeah. Well, now you know it, Chucker. You heard it here first from me on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.